Argentina blocks Polymarket after court treats platform as illegal gambling. Argentina has moved to block access to Polymarket nationwide after a court classified the crypto-based platform as unlicensed online gambling. The decision could cut off local users, raise compliance pressure on operators, and deepen scrutiny of prediction markets across Latin America. A Buenos Aires court ordered the country's telecommunications regulator, ENACOM, to work with internet service providers to restrict access to the platform. The ruling also instructed Google and Apple to remove Polymarket's mobile apps from local app stores, limiting access on both web and mobile. Court sides with gambling authorities. The enforcement action followed complaints from domestic gambling authorities, including the Buenos Aires City Lottery, LOTBA, as well as groups representing licensed casino operators. Investigators concluded that Polymarket had been operating outside Argentina's legal gambling framework while allowing users to place speculative wagers through cryptocurrencies and traditional payment methods. At the heart of the case was a basic regulatory argument. Authorities said the platform looked less like a neutral forecasting tool and more like a betting site operating without approval. That distinction matters. If a platform is treated as gambling, it falls under a very different legal regime than a financial or data market product. In Argentina, regulators decided Polymarket crossed that line. Consumer protection became a central issue. Authorities also stressed the platform's alleged lack of sufficient consumer safeguards. Concerns focused particularly on identity verification and age restrictions, with regulators arguing that weak Know Your Customer controls created the risk of minors participating in speculative activity. That point appears to have carried significant weight with the court. In gambling regulation, failures around age checks and user identification are often seen as more than technical weaknesses. They're viewed as direct risks to consumer safety. For licensed operators in Argentina, those same rules are not optional. That imbalance helped fuel complaints from regulated market participants, who argued that offshore-style platforms should not be able to compete without meeting the same standards. Inflation trading raised market integrity questions. The timing of the crackdown also reflects a second concern: market integrity. Authorities pointed to trading on Polymarket tied to Argentina's February inflation rate, which was later officially reported at 2.9%. According to reports, some positions were reversed just minutes before the data release, prompting suspicion that traders may have acted on privileged or asymmetrical information. Regulators viewed that episode as evidence that the platform's design could enable unfair advantages. In their eyes, this was not just a consumer protection problem but also a credibility problem. If markets tied to economic data can be influenced by leaks or insider-style behavior, prediction platforms become harder to defend as harmless information tools. That concern has become central in global debates over event contracts and prediction markets. Supporters argue these products improve price discovery and aggregate public expectations. Regulators increasingly worry they can also invite manipulation, especially when the underlying event involves sensitive data or political outcomes. A wider warning for prediction markets. Argentina now joins a growing list of jurisdictions taking a harder line on crypto-enabled prediction platforms. Colombia has already moved against similar activity, and regulators in Europe and the United States have also increased scrutiny of event-based contracts, with states such as New York exploring financial oversight for prediction markets. Romania banned Polymarket last year after an election-linked trading surge. For Polymarket and similar platforms, the message is becoming harder to ignore. Global scale does not remove local legal risk. Jurisdictions with established gambling laws are increasingly willing to treat these products as betting if they involve real money exposure on uncertain outcomes. For users in Argentina, access is expected to diminish as enforcement takes effect. For operators, the case is a reminder that crypto infrastructure and market language are not always enough to avoid gambling oversight. And for regulators elsewhere, Argentina's move may offer a template for how to act when prediction markets begin to look too much like sportsbooks in different clothes.